Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to WellFit Radio Chicago, brought to you live online by Progressive Complete Health. Progressive Complete Health, train hard, then train right, then train hard. Oh, that's bad. It's a bad start when you mess up your slogan. Anyway, my name is Jason Venkus. I am a board-certified personal trainer, corrective exercise specialist, performance enhancement specialist, and board-certified holistic health coach. We look every day in every program that we have to improve your health in any way that we can, help you reach your goals, and not just reach them, but reach them safely. So thank you for tuning in today. I wanted to talk a little bit today about ways that you can afford to live longer and actually afford it. We are living longer these days. That's true. Our lifespan is longer, but it's being done artificially. And Jack LaLanne was famous for making the quote that we die when we're 60, but we're not buried until we're 90. And in that 30-year period, we are paying for it. And the major downfall of the health of mankind has more to do with priorities than access to health care, as it seems to be. We rely too much on the health care system. The disconnect is deeply rooted in the fact that we value money over time. Think about it. We spend a lot of our younger years trying to earn money so we can buy a house, cars, trips, parties. But it's never enough. We need bigger houses, more cars, a boat and other toys, and more expensive trips, so we work more hours. Americans work more hours per week than any other industrialized nation. More than 25 million Americans, 20.5% of the total workforce, reported that they work at least 49 hours a week. That's 49 hours a week. And this stat's from 1999. That's 16 years old. That number's higher now. And 11 million of those people said that they work more than 59 hours a week. 59 hours a week. We sleep less, take less vacations, cook less, exercise less, spend less time at home and less time with our families and the ones that we love. And this takes its toll on our health. Today, the average American over the age of 60 has 2 to 3 chronic illnesses. Chronic diseases and conditions such as heart disease, stroke, cancer, diabetes, obesity, and arthritis are among the most common, costly, and preventable of all health problems. And it doesn't even include mental health. Let's just look at diabetes for a minute. $13,000 a year just to manage it, not to get rid of it, but just to manage it. Yes, insurance covers some of this, so what's the big deal? After insurance, the average cost of chronic illness is $7,900 out of pocket. $7,900 out of pocket still. These are supposed to be, once you've retired, once you've hit 60, 65, these are supposed to be the prime years of your life. Time spent traveling, spoiling your grandkids, doing what you want to do. You've done all this time, you spent all this time doing what you had to do, but now it's supposed to be the time for you to do what you want to do, but you have to pay to be sick. So how does valuing time over money changes? Well, let's start with the concept that proper diet and exercise are key to reducing the chance of chronic illness. Now, this is from the President's Council on Fitness, Exercise, and Nutrition. Unhealthy eating habits have contributed to the obesity epidemic in the United States. About 1/3 of U.S. adults are obese, and approximately 17% of children, adolescents aged 2 to 19 years, are obese. Even for people at a healthy weight, so if you're at a healthy weight, you're not out of the clear either. A poor diet is associated with major health risks that can cause illness and even death. But by making smart food choices, you can help protect yourself from these health problems. The risk factors for adult chronic diseases like hypertension and type 2 diabetes are increasingly seen in younger ages, often as a result of unhealthy eating habits and increased weight gain. We are seeing heart disease, the beginning stages of heart disease, in kids as young as 9 years old. 9 years old. We're starting to see heart disease. Dietary habits established in childhood often carry into adulthood. So if you are feeding your kids fried chicken and pizza and soda all the time, these are going to carry into adulthood. However, if you're feeding them fruits and vegetables and whole grains and unprocessed foods, that will carry over as well. The problem in the schools, and this is another show, but the problem in the schools isn't that they're not being offered healthy food. They're not being offered healthy food at home, so they're not going to make those healthy choices in the schools either. So starting them out early is going to help them stay healthy throughout their life. So that's why your health is important. The decisions you make with your health are important to your kids. So what if instead of placing value on working and making more money, which, I mean, we do need to do some, but, you know, do we need the bathrooms and the extra bedrooms and all that? But what if we spent that time to cook healthy, real food, time to get exercise, growing at least some, not all, but some of our own vegetables, time doing things we love and spending time with the people that we love? Many people in America work towards retirement and try to save as much money as possible, and they spend it being sick. Stress, poor nutrition, and lack of exercise are the number one causes of chronic illness. But eating healthy and exercising is expensive. Is it? Is it compared to the cost of illness? Today, I want to give you 3 tips on how to live longer and afford it. Eat healthy and exercise is tip number 1. We know this already. We've always been told this. We know it. The information's out there. But the barrier is always money. Always money. Don't have enough money for it. Don't have enough time for it. But let's do some math and figure out the money end of it. Let's say at the age of 60, you're diagnosed with diabetes. Out-of-pocket costs, as we already know, are $7,900 a year, and you have to manage that for 30 years. Actually, let's do 20, as it takes 10 years off of your life, just as one of the downsides to having diabetes. On average, it takes 10 years off your life. So we'll go for 20 years. So, and you've been eating the same way for 60 years, the standard American diet, lots of processed food and all that. Now, the average American household spends $75 per week on groceries and $53.55 per household eating out in a week. Now, these grocery carts consist of chips, soda, boxed potatoes, processed meat, cereals, and items chock full of sugar, stuff I've warned you about. Your bill to manage diabetes for just one person is $158,000 for 20 years. And your food bill over that time for you and your family is $401,000 for a total of $559,000. Now, for each chronic illness, add another $158,000. So, 2 members of the family with just 1 chronic illness each, that's just one. And remember, 80% of Americans have 2 to 3. I'm actually giving you the benefit of the doubt here and saying that you and your husband or wife each have 1 chronic illness apiece. $717,000 you're going to spend between the ages of 20 and 80. Okay, so that's the bad news. It's a lot of money. What if you spend extra money on healthy food now? My family spends on average $150 a week on groceries, and that covers my wife, myself, and the baby. We eat out maybe once a month, never fast food, so that bill's about $35 a month. We also rarely go out to drink. The occasional beer and wine is included in our grocery bill. With this model, we would spend $493,000 during that same time period, from the ages of 20 to 80. Now, with gyms like Snap Fitness and Charter, the average gym membership is about $55. And you don't necessarily need a gym membership, but let's say you have one for that 60 years. You spend another $40,000. So spending the extra money now can save you almost 25%, because now you're only spending $533,000 as opposed to $717,000. Comes out to $184,000 savings. You can take an $8,000 vacation every year for 25 years. Now think about that. That is living. Tip number 2. Maintain mental health by spending time doing things that you love to do, including spending time with family. People who have hobbies tend to be healthier both physically and mentally, have less stress, and live longer. And if one of those hobbies is growing a vegetable or growing a vegetable garden, you can save more money off of your bill, off your grocery bill. And if you add exercise as a hobby, you're going to save some more money there. And time at the same time. So there you go. You're saving money and time. Now, research has found that engaging in enjoyable activities during downtime were associated with lower blood pressure, total cortisol, waist circumference, and body mass index. And engaging in daily activities are also correlated to higher levels of positive psychosocial states and lower levels of depression and negative effect. Hobbies are good, not just for your body, but for your mind as well. And the annual cost of caring for one individual with Alzheimer's disease ranges anywhere from $18,500 to more than $36,000, depending on the stage of the illness. This cost eats up the largest portion of retirement funds. Exercise, whether it be light walks or aerobics, can keep your brain active and potentially reduce your risk of getting Alzheimer's as well. So make exercise a hobby. Do you have to join a big gym with tons of classes? No, you don't. There are many cheaper options, sometimes offered by churches, park districts, community groups, and smaller private gyms. You can also take up other activities to keep your mind active, especially if they are physical and require coordination of the hands and the brain. So spending time doing things you love could save you another $18,000 to $36,000 a year. Stress reduction is my third and final tip. We live very stressed out lives, stress in our jobs, stress with friends, stress with family, stress from money worries. So now we come back to the original reason we are here today, or listening today. Value of time over money. We stay at jobs we hate because we need money and we suffer until we retire. And then we suffer from illness after we retire. We stress out about what our friends have and what we do not. We stress about being able to provide for our family. We stress about not having enough money. But by investing our time wisely in the things, the people that we love, we can reduce stress and depression. Did you know that 1 in 10 Americans uses antidepressants, and this starts at the age of 12? Many are also seeing psychiatrists, and those bills add up. Now, according to the authors of a study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, the strongest evidence that stress contributes to disease comes from research on depression, which shows that stress is associated with the onset of depression, as well as relapse in people who have recovered from it. Particular types of stress are the biggest culprits in depression, namely social stressors such as divorce and the death of a loved one. Depression also is common among people who have been diagnosed with a serious illness, suggesting that physical disease itself is a stressful event that can lead to depression. So physical disease, physical illness, can lead to depression as well. So you're looking at this circle. If you've got these chronic illnesses, it can lead to depression. On the other hand, chronic stress, such as stress experienced daily in the workplace, can contribute to cardiovascular illnesses such as coronary heart disease in a relationship that medical studies have clearly demonstrated. So, by managing our stress, we can help to reduce our medical costs. We can help reduce the cost of we can help reduce the chance that we're going to get depression, and a lot of times depression is also associated with Alzheimer's. Having a stressful job does a number on your health for many reasons. If you're performing a job that either stresses you out or that you are bored with, you're prone to stress eating as well and eating out of boredom. So think about those things. Find ways to manage your stress. When I work with people on nutrition, I advise taking time for yourself daily, whether it be reading a book, a hot towel scrub, or just quiet time or meditation or prayer. Whatever works for you. Different things are going to work for different people. It's important to go to work and make money, yes. It's important to spend time with your family, yes. But your health is necessary to participate and enjoy both. That's all I have for you today. Please take my advice. And if you feel the need, you can always reach out to me. Go to the website, www.goproveg. Reach out to me and see how I can help you. Until then, may your life be filled with peace, balance, and harmony. Namaste.